Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
That bunny, da, da, ya, 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 da, 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 da.
All right, here we go on a rainy Tua's day.
I heard Tua had a problem with this rain out
Let's
there
just say Tua's day is not treating Tua Tagovailoa very well. So here's what we got on the docket today. It is very rainy here in Miami, El Portal, especially where we're doing the show, where our studios are. I'm going to give you the code word here in a couple of minutes, give you a chance to win $1,000. We will talk Dolphins today. They have their mandatory minicamp. It started. Tua not having a good day, as Crowder mentioned. Five interceptions today. Oof. Five interceptions today. I also today have to declare a gambling emergency. I must declare a gambling emergency. I will get to that. Brian Geltzeiler, the Hoops critic, he's going to talk some NBA playoffs with us and maybe set us on the right track because
he does a gambling show.
I know. So I'm doing us no help.
We're calling in the big dogs. I appreciate it.
Mike Cugno from CBS4, he's out at Dolphins camp. He's going to check in with us today with a live report. Today is a Talk About It Tuesday as well. Solana all locked and loaded with a Talk About It Tuesday. And we are going to get to everything. Let me give you the code word, though, start out the – and Jimmy is back. Jimmy is back, by the way. Jimmy was not here yesterday. So, Jimmy, you had to tough it through some significant rain driving here today. You all right?
I'm okay.
All right.
I made it through.
He's all right. He's okay.
I'm glad, yeah.
Yeah, no, we were all nervous. I'm not lying. It's bad out here. So, Solana, are you there? Are you all hooked up from your place in Kendall?
I'm here.
How's the rain there in Kendall?
It's bad.
Is it? Yeah. All right. Let me give everybody the code word. Something happened with Solana's connection because it was very fuzzy the last couple of days, and I couldn't even tell that he was on here. So what happened with your connection, Solana? It sounds tremendous today.
Does it really? Yeah. I switched up my microphone, and I think this will make for a better radio program.
All right. I like it because it really – I could hear fuzz on it yesterday. It almost sounded like he had a bad cable connected. So, but I didn't want to jump on him. He gets all sensitive.
I don't want to jump on him.
All right.
Yeah, he would never jump on me. Right.
Killed him for a week and a half. What are you talking about?
The whole WSFL thing yesterday.
Dude told us that he that had $39 million length of contract. I didn't know what he was talking about. All right. Let me give everybody the code word here. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000. $6,000 for you to spend wherever you want, however you want. This hour's code word is ocean. The streets around Miami right now are an ocean. Text the word ocean right now to 72881, and you are entered in the contest, and you just might win $1,000. So do that right now. Text the word ocean to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. A reminder, this is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. My gambling emergency, we had Philly last night. I am the reason that Joel Embiid went 0-for-12 in the second half. That is all on me. I can't figure out if we're coming or going. I thought we had that game in the first half. I'm like, finally, we got a laugher. I didn't even do a parlay. I was like, we'll just take one game at a time here. We'll just inch our way back into it. And, man, I mean, he disappeared in the second half.
Well, yesterday I was talking about he should have been the MVP.
And you were saying to bet the over on him as well. So I don't know what's going on. Gambling emergency. Tua, by the way, who's having an awful day at camp today, is supposed to be addressing the media between 2 and 2:30-ish. So I'm assuming we'll start seeing some tweets from Tua, because it's Tua, it's Solomon Kindley, and it's Noah Igbinoghene today speaking to the media. So I don't know when Tua will go, but we'll have some tweets coming out of what he had to say.
Quickly, you've heard me say this for years as they start mini camps and OTAs. The defense is going to be ahead of the offense. Guaranteed. We're all reactionary. The offense is timing. So I'm going to make fun of Tua today. I'm going to kill him for 5 interceptions, but the defense is always more ready than the offense early in camp.
I'm ready for Jacoby Brissett. I'm ready to make the move. So I'm just, again, I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but I'm ready for it. All right, Solana, let's get headlines here. Alejandro Solana, your 2 o'clock headlines.
These headlines, they're sponsored by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust an hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39.
That sounded excellent. I mean, it sounded good. He said the letter the correct way. W.
Long ass pause.
Yeah, a little too much. All right, little mustard there. He's putting a little mustard on the hot dog. All right, go ahead with your headlines.
Xavien Howard. I think that was the lead story from day one mandatory minicamp. He did not attend, and Brian Flores spoke about it to the media after as well. He understands it's a contract situation, didn't really say much outside of that, but it's looking like X wants to get paid, everybody.
Well, again, I saw quotes from Brian Flores who said, this is an interesting situation because he just signed a new contract and he's got 4 years left on it. So I think Flo called it an interesting situation or a unique situation. Which it is.
Oh, yeah.
Xavien Howard was the defense last season. We talked about it. I mean, he's the reason that you're excited about this season's defense. Because the defense, I think, got even better. And you want Xavien Howard out there. But this is a dicey situation for the Dolphins.
And I'm 100% on Xavien's side.
Mm-hmm.
I've done some research about this. Xavien needs more money. He has to have it. He's the sixth highest paid corner in the league right now. He had 10 interceptions. The 5 guys in front of him combined had 8 interceptions. So he's the sixth paid, and the 5 guys paid higher than him had less interceptions than him by himself. Xavien has a hell of an argument right now, and I'm on X's side.
Well, you know what I said yesterday? I want the defense to be good. He's the only X factor, no pun. Just sign him.
Yeah.
Give him the money. Sign him. Let's get everybody in camp. Let's get everybody happy.
Without him last year, they lose 3 more games.
Agreed.
I really believe that.
Agreed.
So just think about
now,
that.
Now, I will tell you, if Tua is going to throw 5 interceptions a game, it doesn't really matter if X is out there. So maybe they can save some money after all.
Defense is ahead of the offense.
Maybe they can save a little money in the long run. And then Tua keeps throwing picks. All right, what else you have, Solana?
But Crowder, Byron Jones, he's due $14 million in base salary this season. Xavien Howard is $12.1 million. So I get it. Pay Xavien Howard more than Byron Jones. Like, I understand the simple math, but you're going to potentially end up having to pay just 2 corners on your defense $30 million in base salary, one roster. That's insane. You're paying two guys $30 million.
Jalen Ramsey makes 21. Marlon Humphrey makes 19.5. Tre'Davious White makes 17.3. And Xavier made more interceptions than all of them combined. And then Slay from the Eagles. Bro, this man deserves his
money.
I get that, but I know what you're saying about salary cap and staying underneath it.
The argument, Solana, would be if there's going to be $30 million spent on cornerbacks or if there's going to be $20 million spent on cornerbacks, the majority of that should be going to Xavier Howard. So his camp would say, I don't care what you're spending on the position. The majority of it should be being earned by my guy, Xavier Howard, and you really can't argue it after last season.
There might be a decision that has to be made.
Oh, like, there's going to be a decision that has to be made. And I would imagine they might be shopping him, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would be terrible for this defense. But, Solana, too, like I said, I'm on Xavier, so I'm approaching this whole show today. I am in Xavier Howard camp. I don't care how you divvied out your salary cap. I know my worth, and I know I'm worth more than what you're paying me. Give me my money. Well, we can't spend $35 million. Listen, you just said we. I'm talking about me. I don't give a damn what you did with your salary cap. And you're right, Solana. $30-plus million on just two guys is a lot of money. But from Xavier, I had 10 interceptions, led the league. The next guys was like 6-5. Like, this dude was a monster last season. Pay me for my past success. I'm on the exercise all day.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I hope he gets paid. I love Xavier Howard. I hope the Dolphins don't move him. I just don't see a scenario where that's feasible. You're going to have to move one of those two guys if you're going to pay X that kind of money. You just have to.
He signed a contract last year.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't expect to have 10 interceptions.
Right.
So now you outperform your contract. I don't care how many years are left. If I outperform my contract, I want to be up there as the highest paid corner.
Listen, I think we all know this having watched him play last season. X going to give it to you.
You gonna drop a DMX line on us, huh? How you gonna say
and
no
that wraps
pun,
up our
no
Dolphins
pun
coverage
intended,
for
and then drop a DMX line on us?
All right, what else? Yeah, Solana.
Ladies and gentlemen, your day one mandatory minicamp coverage on the Hawk and the Crowder
Show. X gonna give it to you. Gonna give it to you.
Knock, knock, open up the door. It's real.
I love that song. Knock, knock, where is this dude? Knock, knock, where's Xavier?
We're waiting for him.
Atlanta.
Found an agent outside.
Knock, knock, damn it, it's Byron Jones.
Last night, I know Hawk mentioned it. The Hawks, they were able to outlast the Sixers' late run there despite a basically invisible Joel Embiid offensively. 103 to 100 was the final score. Atlanta evens that series in game four. The late game, the Clippers, they for the most part handled the Jazz pretty easily. 118 to 104 was
they did.
The final score. Donovan Mitchell did have 37 points, but Paul George was just too much. That series evened at two apiece.
All right.
PG-13
tonight.
Balling.
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple of old guys.
Tonight, game
PG-13
five.
PG-13 and Chris Paul.
Balling.
Right? Isn't that funny?
That's the wildest. I would never thought I would say that about Paul George.
Yep.
Tonight, Nets-Bucks, game five. It's at 8:30 p.m. It's the only game tonight. Milwaukee, I've seen two lines. 3.5, 4-point favorites on the road. However, James Harden, he's upgraded to questionable tonight. He's available if there's no setbacks in the pregame.
Yeah, he's trying his hardest to play, so we'll see. I mean, you know, we saw that with Anthony Davis and the Lakers, and then you realize once they get out there, it's like, yeah, I can't play. I get wanting to be out there. And you know KD's blowing up his phone.
KD's massaging his hamstring right as we speak.
Brother, please.
I got him. Don't worry about him. I got him.
Bam and Jimmy, they were named to the All-NBA Defensive Second Team yesterday.
Way to go, Jimmy. Nice job, buddy. All right. Oh, not our Jimmy? You're talking about Jimmy Butler?
No. Right, yeah. Jimmy.
There was some breaking news, by the way, before the show started. I don't know if you saw this, Solana. Teofimo Lopez tested positive for COVID. So the fight, that Triller Fight Club, which was this Saturday night, I believe. Yeah, it was this Saturday night. At Marlins Park, Lone Depot Park, has been postponed. that is breaking news. So Teofimo Lopez, it was Lopez and Kambosos. They were going to fight. We had the Triller CEO on with us, the founder, Ryan Kavanaugh. Teofimo Lopez has tested positive for COVID this morning. That fight set for Saturday night at Lone Depot Park has been moved to August 14th.
That the whole event, or
the
just
entire
that
card, okay. The entire event, August 14th. Because
they had Snoop Dogg coming, Faruka or somebody. Everything moved to August.
Everything August 14th.
Gotcha. Los Marlins, they lost 6-4 versus the Cardinals yesterday. They'll play them again in St. Louis tonight, 8:15 p.m. first pitch. Trevor Rogers, he gets the nod for the Fish. And there was some sad news today. Longtime former Heat trainer Ron Culp, he passed away. Yeah. He actually has his name lifted in the rafters at FTX Arena. There's a banner for Ron Culp.
Yeah, Ron Culp was one of the most legendary trainers, probably the most legendary trainer down here, because I couldn't name any other trainers. You know?
That's a good sign.
Like, there's a couple people that excel in like little offshoots of sports. Dr. James Andrews. I mean, how often do you know a surgeon, right? But you know his name. And Ron Culp, you know, if you're a Heat fan, you know his name as a trainer. So, yeah, rest in peace.
James Andrews had white, thick hair growing out of his ears. It disgusted me.
Was he was the big guy even back when you were playing?
Oh, yeah.
Still the big guy now?
He's been that dude before I played. Yeah, he was he's that guy, but he's a weirdo.
Is he a weirdo?
Yeah. Like a world-famous orthopedic surgeon.
Right.
Like, he's a weirdo. Hey, big man. He rubs on you all the time. I felt violated after leaving his office.
Wait a second. What are we doing here?
He does.
Allegedly.
Like,
I don't know what you're doing.
Rub his shoulders.
All right,
He's very touchy-feely. I don't like touchy-feely.
All right. Fair enough. What happened there?
Awkward transition to weather from the Desmond and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Bro, it's just raining everywhere. I don't know what else to say. It's just raining everywhere. Raining when I woke up, raining now, raining later probably. That's your weather.
Drive safely if you're out there. If you need to put your hazards on, put your hazards on. That is no longer illegal in the state of Florida. So don't start tweeting out, hey, don't put your hazards on if it's raining. That's no longer illegal. We're not wasting the law books anymore with a stupid law. Put your hazards on if you feel like it.
Got excited over there.
I'm just saying, everybody with the tweet. Oh, people in Florida need to learn how to drive without their hazards. Yeah, no, they don't anymore. No, they don't. Put your hazards on. Drive all you want. Nobody cares.
I'm sorry.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you ever seen Black Swan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Mike Cuno, sports anchor at CBS4, and he also hosts Dolphins Weekly on CBS. And minicamp started today. Mandatory minicamp. Cuno showed up because it was mandatory. Xavier Howard didn't show up. How the hell is this mandatory?
Cuno holding out for more money?
Are you holding out for more money, Cuno? You stand in solidarity with X?
No, that's why I was there. I can't afford $15,000 a day. Not on my salary.
Is that what's the bigger story today from Dolphins minicamp? Is it Tua and five picks, or is it Xavier Howard not showing up?
What should be the bigger story is Xavier Howard. What will be is Tua, because we're very starved for football and starved for a quarterback in South Florida, and Tua, for some reason, has been the most scrutinized quarterback in a long time. Even on the national scale, it seems like we always hear about Tua and his progression. So a lot of people are going to look into the five interceptions today, and that will end up being a big story. But this is practice, right? Get the interceptions out now. That way you don't have them on Sunday.
And, Mike, we'll start with Tua. Was it ugly? Because we were, to me and Hawk, talking about earlier where there's interceptions where it's a 50-50 ball and the DB just out-jumps the receiver, and then there's interceptions where it hits the DB in the chest in full stride going the opposite way. Like, was it an ugly, ugly practice for Tua?
It's a little bit of both on those situations, because remember, it was wet. There was one that it was like a slip ball through someone's hand, gets picked off. Another, you know, others are just bad interceptions. You're trying to force it into tight windows. But he mentioned after camp today that, you know, they were trying to force the issue, trying to get balls downfield, And, you know, sometimes they're just – when you throw into double, triple coverage, it never looks good because you're going, why are you throwing into double, triple coverage? You shouldn't be doing that. But according to him, that was part of the plan today, was to see if they can make some of those plays work and make some of those plays happen. And this is why I think we have to take everything with a grain of salt, because, look, a lot of the complaints last year from the fan base, from the media, with Tua was he's not throwing the ball downfield. He's not throwing the ball downfield. Well, today he did, and there were some mistakes, but this is the point, right? Get him out now as opposed to week one, week two, week three, you know, throughout the whole season. He's got to throw picks, guys. Like, that's just the nature of the position. If you're throwing picks, do it in practice, not on Sunday.
But five picks seems to be excessive, and it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? We want to be aggressive. Yeah. We want to throw some tight into some tight windows. And then what if you find out he's incapable of doing that? So then you tip off the defenses. Like, hey, he can't do that. You're going to see the Tua that you saw last season. Like, there's a double-edged sword going on here. I understand the explanation, but also the explanation makes me a little bit concerned that he doesn't have the capabilities of throwing into tight windows.
And that's valid. And that's valid. My only thing would be it's so early. Like, what's today's date? Is it June 15th?
Yeah.
The season starts in September. So that's where my concern would be if this was happening, you know, in August, you know, and then it's happening like in the preseason, then I think you're worrying about it. I'm not sure. I mean, Crowder, you've done this. You've been to camps, you know, as a football player. Are you concerned when your quarterback's throwing that many interceptions, knowing if, you know, the game plan today was try to push the ball and maybe force the issue?
No, I was talking about it earlier where there are certain things set up with the team where the coaches sit down and say, we want to see this coverage today. So if, like, Tua explained it, Mike, when he was like, we wanted to press the ball down the field. If they're sitting back in cover four and you're trying to throw vertical, it's four people just sitting there waiting for the ball. So there is some context to it. That's why I asked you, like, was it just the guys making great plays or was it Tua making mistakes? So there is something to it, and the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense because defense is reactionary, offense is timing. So I've been trying to explain it to him today, Mike.
Okay, yeah. So that's why I look. I think a lot of things come with nuance, and I think today was just a good example of that. And look, you asked me right off the top of the show, what's going to be the bigger story, and we've already spent 5 minutes talking about Tua when your all-pro corner, you know, wasn't out there today. So that's, you know, I think it's just everything's perspective.
And, Mike, I came out today, too, in the show, and I am on the Xavier Howard camp. I'm with him. Bro, I did some research. He's the sixth highest-paid corner in the league. The five guys paid higher than them last season combined for eight interceptions. Five guys for eight interceptions. Xavier had 10. He outperformed the five guys that are paid more than him. He should get a pay raise. Ramsey right now, Jalen Ramsey with the Rams makes $21 million. Xavier needs to be somewhere up there. He wants more money. They should give him more money.
No, look, I mean, you can't – it's hard to argue with that, especially when you look at his 10 interceptions. Five of them came on the other side of the 50. So you're talking about he's killing drives. You know, he's killing drives when they're all of a sudden on your side of the field. So that, you know, that's so hard to replace. You won't. There's one guy in the league who was doing it last year, as you mentioned. It was Xavier. Does he deserve to be paid? Yeah. But I think Coach Blum made an interesting point today in the fact that he said, we're talking about an extension and, you know, a renegotiation. When you're off extension and renegotiation. So I think that's where, you know, maybe the organization kind of is like, well, you know, let's pump the brakes on this. I think we have to talk about it because is it something that you're just going to keep doing? Is it every 1 year you have a good year and there's a new negotiation? I see both sides to this argument, but I'm with you. You do not find corners like Xavier Howard every day on the street. This is a team that values corners. This is a team that valued corners so much that they got Noah Igbinoghene in the first round after they had Xavier Howard and Byron Jones. They add to it. They like the talent at that position. So if they want to have one of the, you know, best cornerback groups, they're going to have to give them a little bit more money.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. How much of a risk do you think this has of spiraling out of control? You know, Xavier might be making a one-day statement. Like, we don't know. He could show up tomorrow. We don't know. He hasn't proclaimed that he's holding out, that he's not coming. So it might be a one-day statement to let everyone know, hey, I'm not happy with my contract. Or this could be protracted, where he says, look, I'm not putting up double-digit interceptions and not going to be the highest-paid corner on my own team. So, where do you think this is at? Like, what's the potential disaster point here?
So, there's an article in ESPN recently, and they mentioned the Xavien Howard thing, and I believe the line was that it was like the worst-kept secret in football that Xavien Howard, you know, wanted more money. And if that's the case, and here he is willing to miss day one of minicamp, and you see the reports that it can extend to as much as $90,000, a little over $90,000, like $93,000. That's a lot of money. So if it seems so widely known that he really wants an extension, maybe he digs his heels in. I mean, maybe he's just going to have to eat it. I mean, he made $27 million in guaranteed money in the last extension. Maybe he just sees this as, you know, opportunity cost for the next bigger payday, and it'll all work itself out. But yeah, I don't see this being a one day thing. What's the point of doing it for one day to make a statement? Because then, from a leverage standpoint, if you're just telling, oh, I'll hold out one day, I'm going to take the fine, but I'll be back out tomorrow. Like, I don't know. I think he loses leverage if he doesn't, if he shows up.
And, Mike, I want to jump to another position group, or I just would call them the weapons, because we have a bunch of tight ends, a bunch of receivers. Did you learn anything about the weapons for Tua? Is Waddle being used, Fuller being used differently, Parker there still? I heard Gesicki had a good practice. Who was out there balling as Tua's top weapons? I know it's early on, but who was that guy?
I will say I liked watching Will Fuller at practice today. He and Tua actually connected on one deep ball towards the end of the day, and the thing that was funny, because Tua scrambled a little bit too. So you got to see a little wiggle from Tua, and you got to see what could possibly happen should like a play break down. All of a sudden you've got these guys who can just fly and get open on their own. And, you know, I think that's something Miami missed. And so seeing a guy like Fuller get behind, a corner, and a broken play turns into a 50-yard gain. You know, I just think that's something that's going to be exciting for this offense. And so that was good to see from Will. Gesicki, to me, over the last 3 years, I think that guy has made more of a transformation from confidence, from his size, from his speed, than anyone I think, I've noticed, since he came to the league. He's gotten better every year. I mean, you're seeing in his stats, last year he put up career yards, career touchdowns as well. So he keeps getting better, and he just physically looks the part. And that's probably a reason Travis Kelce had so much respect for him, called him a top five tight end a couple weeks ago.
That's the Adam Gase effect. A lot of coaches have an effect on a player.
Right.
They improve their game. Gase has an effect on players when he's gone. You get to really see them shine. Yeah. Mike Cugno is with us from CBS4. Did Tua look rattled at all with the five picks? Like, was there any kind of vibe from the coaching staff, from Jacoby Brissett? Did you get any kind of feel like this was a unmitigated disaster out there?
No. And by the way, Jacoby threw an interception as well. So it's not like Tua was.
So we need two new quarterbacks is what you're saying. We need to get two new quarterbacks.
I don't know. Can you say someone is rattled and has lost their confidence if they keep throwing interceptions? Like, that's a whole like gunslinger mentality we were talking about with Brett Favre. He's gonna throw three interceptions every day, but he might give you seven touchdowns. So I'm not saying like that's where he's at, but it seemed like I don't think he was rattled. It seemed like there was like, as he mentioned in the post practice interviews, seemed like there was a game plan which kind of explained away why he kept going into those tight windows. To me, I don't think he seems rattled or anything. Otherwise, he probably just would have started dumping the ball off.
If Xavien was out there, do you think there would have been eight picks on Tua today?
Yeah, Xavien probably would have gotten to his 10 interception limit, for the season.
Xavien's like, why did I pick today not to show up, man? This is like, we're bad in stats.
I should have ate some cookies today.
Could have added some leverage to that contract negotiation with today's practice.
And Mike, and Hawk asked me when you were coming in, and I assumed, I think they're still in Davie. Do you know when they're moving down to the new facility? They said this offseason, but I don't know if that date has been adjusted.
I believe it's training. I believe this is the last week there in Davie. So I think, I think once training camp opens up, we're going to be in Miami Gardens, and that'll be that. It'll be a shorter drive for me. So thank you, Stephen Ross and Miami Dolphins, for making my life 15 minutes easier going to practice.
Well, it usually is all about you.
You're welcome, Mike. I was at the groundbreaking, so you know, you're welcome.
It is all about Mike Cunha. Was it? Did it feel like it was back to normal? Did it feel like it was back to normal, Mike? Like, do you get any face-to-face interaction with the players, or that's still not something that's done?
No. There's still no face-to-face. We're still doing the Zooms, and I'm not sure when that's going to end. I'm really hoping that, you know, becomes a thing of the past for the NFL, because I tell you what, we went to Marlins the other day and we're able to be on the field and talk to guys, and you kind of forget and maybe take for granted just the kind of rapport you end up forming with players and coaches. Just they get to see your face, they get to hear your voice, you know, they put a face to a name type of thing. So clearly things are starting to open up. So it's cool to have the Marlins are on their way there. I assume the Dolphins and the NFL would someday get back, but you know, the NFL is pretty tight on a lot of stuff. So that's probably the next domino to fall.
Mike Cunha, CBS4, a live report from Dolphins minicamp. Are you out there still? Are you out there right now?
No, I'm at the coffee machine at my office.
Oh. Well, it's not really a live report from Dolphins minicamp.
It's live.
It is live. No, it is live, but it's not at Dolphins minicamp.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, why was I fighting someone yesterday?
Oh, we were. Victor Bermudez had you. We were talking about Dolphins beat writers. Who'd we have on yesterday?
Joe Shad.
We had Joe Shad on. And I was asking him, you know, who he could take from the Dolphins assembled media. And because we started with, you know, how Jack does Tua look, you know, in those pictures. And I was asking Joe if he could take Tua because Joe looks like he's fit. And then we started talking about print guys, like who would last in the battle royale, who would be the last one in the ring. Then we decided, well, let's throw in electronic media as well. And you immediately jumped to one of the top picks until we decided Kim Bocamper is also allowed to be considered as electronic media in this instance. And you work with him at CBS. I mean, that dude, you know, he's getting older, but that dude is gigantic and strong.
So a couple things. Bocamper is Thanos. If we want to compare him to, like, an Avenger character, he'd snap his fingers and everyone would disappear in a heartbeat. Also, he, you know, we were talking about wrestling one day on the show because AJ Francis, former Dolphin, started doing professional wrestling. And Bo told us on air that he was a ranked professional wrestler. I think he had done a couple matches at, like, state fairs or something like that. Yeah. So if you ever have Bo on, you got to ask about being a professional wrestler. So that should answer any question.
So he would be, if we allow him to be in the wrestling ring, he's the last man standing.
1,000%. He could be 100 years old and he'd still.
Okay, if we take Bocamper out of it though, and we say he can't be an ex-professional athlete, so we take Bocamper out of it. So now, you know, I don't know who's at the end. Is it you? Crowder believes Safed Dean is a wild card. Who else? I mean, Donovan Campbell, we know will get physical. Former military guy. Yeah. Any of the Dolphins reporters/writers, local sportscasters, anybody scare you in the ring?
Those would be my two, because Donovan, really nice guy, but you know, he's got military training, so he could probably kill you before you realized it,
right?
And then Sofid's a bigger guy, so you know, a couple, you know, things in life, you just, if you ever get into a fight, you gotta measure who your opponent is, and you just, that's just critical information. So I think stop it. And
everybody's treading lightly on what they want to say.
What about Jim Barry?
Anything?
What are you saying about Soffit? What you gotta size him up? Critical information. What are you saying?
I'm not saying it. Bo's a big guy too. Like that's part of it. You know, like I'm slight. I'm not taking any of these.
But you're saying
out.
Essentially like a cartoon. Safed looks at you and he sees a loaf of bread.
No. No. See,
Ooh, you're that guy.
Hey, man, he put the belly on you, man. That's, that works. Mm,
Taco Tuesday.
Sorry, Mike.
All right, anything else,
Mike? No. Hawk, why don't you meet me in the ring? How about that?
Oh, you would destroy me. I saw you at the Panthers game. You're all jacked up. You're eating ridiculous foods nonstop. You're young. You're half my age. No chance.
Yeah, remember that. Half your age.
Yeah, oh, I remember it. Trust me.
Maybe like
I remember
maybe a quarter.
They put me in that ring with everybody. Age. I am making a beeline at Hal Habib.
Hey, and that's a toss-up.
I'm locking up with him, too. I'm just locking up. I'm not trying to throw him out, and I'm not getting thrown out. I'm just locking up with him so I don't have to look at anyone else.
Hawk versus Hal, you are the underdog, Hawk. I won't lie to you.
I understand it, and I accept that. All right, see you.
And Bo Camper rolls in, picks you both up, and throws you away.
He uses me as a toothpick.
Oh, I won't fight Bo Camper. Bo Camper has he had the big sandpaper hands. Yeah, I can't fool
him. He's a monster. All right, Mike Cuno, CBS 4. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Why does he always sound dejected when he's getting off the phone?
Because he just...
He brought it up at the end, and then you stoked the fires.
No.
You have
you
what's
said
that thing?
Taco
what's
Tuesday.
That? What's that thing that stokes the fires? What's that instrument called?
The poker.
The poker is that what's called?
Nah, that's what I call
you
it.
You always have a little poker at the end, and then I come in and put a little lighter fluid on it. But you always have the little poker going.
You call Safed a loaf of bread?
No, I said if Safed looked at Cuno, he would see a loaf of bread and eat it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's play a little Talk About It Tuesday here with our own Alejandro Solana.
You guys ready? You ready to do this?
I'm ready. I said let's do Talk About It Tuesday with Solana.
Oh, okay.
Let's get it. Let's get it, baby.
All right. All right. Guys, what would your walk-up song be? Your walk-up song. If you're in the MLB, what would your walk-up song be?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Wow. That's a great question. I wish I would have had a little time to prepare on this one because this one's
so tough. You're not ready. Well, then you're not ready. I mean, I could have given you more time. But
all right, fair.
You told me you were ready.
Well, I wish I would have had the question in advance. I was ready to play the game, but I didn't know you were going to have such a tough question.
We could circle back if you'd like.
I mean, I can give you an answer, and I might have a different answer next week if I have 7 days to think about it. It would be between Noche de Sixto and, no, what do I love? I don't know. Might be like some Run DMC, like when they did like the rap rock combo, you know, a little Tougher Than Leather. I know Solana hates that song. I think it would probably be some Run DMC for me.
Easy. Nuck if you buck.
Nuck if you buck.
Crime Squad, yeah. Crime Mob, whatever the hell the name is. That would be it. Been there the whole time. I listened to before games. Nuck if you buck.
Solana?
Yeah, I had Nuck if you buck also.
Oh, you did? Jimmy, you ever thought about what your walk-up song would be?
Now I am.
Yeah. So you come up with anything?
No.
All right. Steven, you come up with anything for you?
Nah.
Nothing. All right, pass. They're passing.
All right.
I'm locked.
Jimmy, I think you'd be good with Wham Rap. I think we'll pencil you in Wham Rap.
Wham, bam, I know who I am.
Sounds like Jimmy.
Guys, if you're starting an NBA franchise today and you get to choose one of the following players as your first pick, and then you can't have any of the other guys, of course, right? Here are your selections or your options. Trae Young, Joel Embiid, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or Donovan Mitchell. Who you got?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. All right, give me the question again. I'm sorry, I wasn't totally ready.
Trae Young.
No,
Joel
no, no. What
Embiid,
was the question?
Starting an
you're
organization.
Starting, you're starting an NBA franchise. You get to choose one of the following players to start the franchise with. It's Trae Young, Joel Embiid, Giannis, or Donovan Mitchell. Spider.
You know, I have to tell you, I think I started with Joel Embiid.
Really?
Yeah.
big guy?
And I know he's coming off an 0-for-12 second half.
And he's always injured.
But he's not. But he doesn't play like a typical big guy. Like that, he's a game changer. When he is healthy and locked in, Joel Embiid is a game changer. Obviously, you can't go wrong with any of the four guys that Solana put out there. But I think for me, it would be Joel Embiid.
Donovan Mitchell, easy. Spider, yeah. Watching what he's doing. He honestly reminds me of a young Wade. I love Donovan Mitchell. That would be my pick. But you didn't have Donkey. You didn't have my man Luka on there.
Yeah, Luka's
my dude.
Yeah, no, I think Luka for sure would be the number one pick, maybe with anybody.
You tried to make
LeBron,
it four,
Kawhi.
Like four that you could make a case for either any of the four.
Right, and just four guys we're currently playing right now that are fresh in our minds.
Who would you take, Solana?
What's crazy is, had we done this 2 years ago, Giannis Antetokounmpo might have been the guy you'd take over anybody, over LeBron, over Kevin Durant maybe even. It's tough. I'm with you, Hawk. I like Joel Embiid. What he brings to the table is so different. Shoots the three, but I just hate him. I hate Joel Embiid.
Really?
I
like him.
I think
fun.
He's
always having fun out there. What do you hate about him?
Yeah, come on. Just the whole thing of like, I'm Joel Embiid and I'm the funniest guy all the time.
He is. He's a funny guy. He's funny.
Yeah, you weren't funny when Kawhi Leonard hit that 3-pointer. You were crying in the locker room,
well,
big baby.
I mean, that's not exactly a moment where you're funny.
But is he funny?
He's kind of funny.
No.
You grade on a curve. You grade on a curve with big giant guys because whatever they say is always going to be funnier than little people. But he happens to have a good personality. I didn't know that people dislike Joel Embiid.
I don't think people do. I just think Solana does. Joel Embiid, like KD, they actually came out with something like the most hated NBA player. LeBron, KD, and Kyrie pretty much took it all. Yeah. Embiid was never. I think that's a Solana thing.
I don't have a problem. Likeable.
I don't have a problem with him, but I don't think he's funny. I just think, like you're saying, he's big and you laugh at anything a 7-footer says.
Right.
But he's a bleep talker. Hasn't done anything. Hasn't accomplished anything to be a bleep talker. One of the most vocal guys in the NBA. I'm just not a fan of Joel Embiid at all. And maybe it's the Sixers thing because I hate Philadelphia and I hate everything that has to do with that sports town. But just I think I'm going Donovan Mitchell. I'm going with Spider.
I mean, you can't go wrong with any of those four.
Well, we didn't bring up Trae Young. I think he's the weakest link in that group.
Trae Young might have the most upside, though, in that group.
Oh, he's too little.
I don't know, man. That guy's a game changer out on the court as well. Giannis is the guy that I think we're all staying away from there because we've kind of got the feeling that, we know what he can do. And I'm not poo-pooing what Giannis can do out on a basketball court because it's ridiculous, but something is missing there.
A shot,
sure.
Yes. He's a two-time MVP. We understand that. He has no shot.
Yeah.
This has been on my mind for quite some time now. It's been on the list here, and I haven't gotten to it. But, guys, gourmet donuts or classic donut chains?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I'm not going to lie, you are bringing it strong today. Yeah. I mean, I wish I had a little heads up, I'm not going to lie, on the walk-up song, because it's a great question. But your questions are fire today. This is a great question, because I'm all about a standard donut shop. Give me a Krispy Kreme, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Publix donut. You know, they get these gourmet donuts. You almost lose the donut. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much stuff on there. You know, it's like, oh, there's an unpeeled orange on top of your donut. Now it's $14. Yep. Really? Well, all you did was jam an unpeeled orange on a donut that probably was really good before you threw this unpeeled orange on there. But now it's like, and no slight to like Mojo Donuts because they put out some great donuts. But, man, I go, you know, a traditional Dunkin' Donut or a Krispy Kreme any day.
Yeah. 100% with a good old-fashioned Krispy Kreme glaze. I actually don't like those donuts with bacon and asparagus on them. It's too much stuff. Give me an old donut, straight out the grease with some glaze on it, and I'm happy.
What do you think there, Steven? Because you seem to react to that question.
Yeah, man, OG donuts all the way.
OG.
Man.
What about my OG to my left here, Jimmy? What kind of donut you prefer? A little newfangled, you know, souped up donut, or you like just say, hey, give me a glazed donut there.
Give me a glazed donut from Krispy Kreme.
Give him a glazed donut from Krispy Kreme. That's my dude. Solana, what about you?
Well, this happened here because my girlfriend, Valentina, very nice, wanted to buy me something, lift my spirit. She knows I love donuts. And she, I won't name the place, but she went to one of these gourmet donut shops. And they're great. Like, you know, the bacon and it's like chocolate covered with chocolate in the middle and Nutella and then bacon. And like these donuts, truly, they look unbelievable. And it's not that they're not good, but I didn't eat them. I turned into overwhelmed guy. Too much.
It's enough.
Chocolate sprinkle from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, where's the donut? I don't know. Is this a donut or a sandwich? What are we doing here? This looks like a Bloody Mary. Where's the donut? Yeah.
Your jaw's hurting after you're eating it.
I'm the same way with you. Hey, you got to ask this of Joe Zagacki when he sits in for me on Thursday and Friday, because you know Joe loves the jelly donut. And hey, put that in your holster for Thursday or Friday, Solana, because
jelly.
Joe may not even have heard of newfangled donuts, you know? Like, he's one of those guys. Yeah. That can go, they'll do what? They'll do what? Yeah, they put a celery stick right in the donut. There's a necklace on it. I don't know. Just
I need a necklace for
crazy.
It.
What? I just wanted a donut.
Bacon.
A jelly donut.
Bacon?
It's a great question, Solana. Can you top that or should I end it?
Oh, no. I definitely I have one more to all top right, it. Trust okay. me. This is definitely the best question that you'll hear maybe all month, maybe all year. And Crowder, don't worry. I'll you know, label that right under more Gene Talk with Joe Zagacki on Thursday.
You're making a list. You have a list.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gonna come in here crotchy again.
FIU UM 2018.
Really? That's on your list with Joe Zagacki?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeans. Male crotchy. Camel toe.
Crotchy jeans. Nobody doesn't have male camel toe. He's got too much crotch.
No, but I do. I have the male camel toe. So I wanted to point him in the right direction.
Right. You want him to join you.
Right.
Join your team.
All right, guys.
Joe, higher. Higher.
Roll it up again. Roll it up again.
Why would I do this?
He's got the fans that are out to here because they're rolled up so much.
Oh, boy. All right, guys. So here's the last one. This is serious, though. I'm not even joking about this because it's something that drives me nuts. I know, Hawk, you care about pronunciation.
I do.
That's something that you really are fascinated with.
Yeah.
Is it coupon or coupon?
Talk about it. First, I'm going to applaud you, Solana, because you obviously took a tremendous amount of time between last Tuesday's Talk About It Tuesday and today's, because phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Every single question was phenomenal. And I didn't think you'd be able to top the last question, and you did. I was raised saying coupon. Mm-hmm. My parents said coupon. It was back in the 70s. When I started clipping coupons, I made a concerted effort to switch to coupon because I felt like coupon had been left in the dust.
Yeah.
Very rarely used anymore. So I don't know what the proper pronunciation is anymore, but I say coupon, not coupon.
I'm an old phonics guy.
Mm.
You look at the cars, they're coupes.
Mm.
C-O-U-P.
You're right.
So coupon, coupon.
Right. There is no...
There's no Q. What makes the Q noise?
Right, where's the... What's the C-O-U-P word that comes out? Cupe.
Nothing.
Well, C-U-E, you know, Q, often you see that. But I've never seen C-O-U. It's a good point, Crowder.
Right, but CUE has nothing to do with coupon.
What?
What?
Oh, we're just talking this out. We're just talking it out.
What
he was doing so. He was doing so well.
What just happened there, Jimmy? What do you say, coupon or coupon?
Coupon.
Coupon. And do you have a lot of coupons? Like you, do you clip coupons? You keep them at the handy?
Not really. I do usually do the digital coupons.
Yeah. What about the Bed Bath and Beyond? You ever keep those around?
Yeah, but I don't use them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have those in their car. Yeah, and keep that Bed Bath and Beyond.
Be nice to the lady. She'll give you one of those.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you go, I forgot my, they've already given you the discount. At
giving
Bed
out
Bath
45 trillion of them through the years. They don't keep crap.
What do you say, Steven? Coupon or coupon?
Coupon.
Coupon. What about you, Solana? You said coupon?
Yeah. Well, in Spanish, it's coupon. So I think I go with my Latin roots and I just translate it to English. It's coupon. I'm not sure. I'm with you. I'm not sure where coupon came from. I have no idea.
I've been told via text Marjorie Taylor Greene uses coupons. Get it? Coupon. Huh? That's funny. That's funny. That is funny. All right. Nice job, Solana. Let's get Solana a round of applause. That was a spectacular round of Talk About It Tuesday. Wow.
A lot of time on his hands. He's working.
And I'm not here next week, so this one's going to be stuck in my memory. Like, you killed it. Wow. We might have to retire that segment, Solana. I mean, that was...
Less work for me. I'm down.
That was good.
There we go. Good.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Talk about it. Hawk and Crowder. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to re... It's a $50 bill on the...
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
So I was reading some of the tweets from the Dolphins writers. And again, minicamp day one, June.
Monsoon out there.
So, but everybody wants to know what's going on and what happened there, and I understand that. You should. You're a Dolphins fan. Tua Tagovailoa, according to Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, Tua Tagovailoa, 5 interceptions today. Jacoby Brissett, 2 interceptions today. So 7 interceptions via the Dolphins quarterbacks today at minicamp.
No panic. New playbook as well. Chan Gailey took his chiseled playbook out of there. Now they have pencil and paper. No panic. I have no panic for this.
Xavien Howard, who has 4 years left on his contract, was a no-show. It's no secret. He wants to get paid more money. Yeah. And based on last year's performance,
deserves it.
Probably deserves more money. Tua had a media availability after the practice today where he threw 5 picks. A couple of the things that he said was, this is the time to make mistakes. And he was told to be aggressive today, to fit the ball into windows, to push the ball. So I will say this. So I'm extrapolating here, and I don't know. I'm just extrapolating. Chan Gailey always enjoyed when Ryan Fitzpatrick would do that. And I don't want to say scared it out of Tua, but was probably a little more direct with Tua. Hey, if you don't feel comfortable making a throw, if you're not 100% certain that you're going to make a throw, check down.
Yeah, and he almost schemed up short routes for Tua if you watch it.
Yes, because he did not want to put him in that situation, which, and again, now maybe Chan Gailey was seeing this, you know, that he was throwing 5 picks in a practice. Again, I don't know. So, you know, the question is that good that he does it today, gets it out of his system and able to hone his craft, work with the quarterback's coach, or is that an alarm bell? Like, hey, there's a reason Chan Gailey was dumbing it down.
Yes.
Because this is what I was seeing, and I didn't want to put him in that situation, so he didn't do that in the game. So there's a lot to figure out here, and obviously guys that get paid a lot more money to make these decisions will figure it out. I can't imagine that any of the Dolphins coaching staff is losing sleep over day one of minicamp.
No, for sure. And to your point, talking about Chan Gailey and us watching and really, you know, recognizing that they're not calling the same plays for Tua as Ryan. So you bring Tua out here. You had an OC your rookie year that played everything conservative, 5 yard outs to tight ends. We saw what he was throwing Tua in and the plays he was throwing him in. So now you try to almost like breaking a horse. Go out there and sling it, Tua. Don't throw anything under 20 yards. I want you to sling the ball down the field today. I want to break you out of this conservative check down Charlie stuff, which would be very intelligent if you want a guy to be a top quarterback watching the Mahomes and watching the Bradys and the Rodgers and those guys. You can't check the ball down for 17 games now. Go out there and sling it. I want to see you sling it today. Make mistakes. No problem. Just go out there and throw it.
Because, you know, we saw that with Ryan Tannehill here. I hate to bring him up, but we saw it with Ryan Tannehill, right? Joe Philbin kind of neutered him, right? Yep. You just do this. I don't want you thinking about throwing the ball deep. And then all of a sudden you see with Tennessee that he's very capable of throwing the ball deep. He's very capable of making good decisions.
Actually, one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL right now.
So, you know, you hope that what happened last season with Tua is a little bit reminiscent of that, where you had a coordinator or a coach saying, hey, don't even try it. Don't even try it. Don't listen to the noise. We're going to dink and dunk, and we're fine that way. And so you'd hope maybe the transition is similar to Ryan Tannehill's, where when someone does open up the reins there, and it seems like today that was the idea, he said, they told me be aggressive, throw into tight windows, that, yeah, he starts to feel more comfortable doing that, feel more capable that he can do that, and feel like it's okay to do that.
Yes.
You know, so if he's running off the field and Chan Gailey's saying, why on earth would you try to throw that ball in there in that window? And he's hearing that over and over, rather than he's running off the field now and someone saying, hey, keep zinging it like that. Keep trying to fit that ball in there.
That's what we need.
You get confidence.
Yes, and I think that's what they were trying to grow. You're not going to – for them not to adjust. He throws three interceptions. You're at practice. Why would you start adjusting? Oh, let's run play action now. Tua's not throwing it well. No, let him throw the ball. If it was in a game, they would not let him throw five interceptions. It's at practice. I love what Flores said. I love what Tua said. First day of practice. To your point, Hawk, nobody's missing sleep. Let's go out here and get better. And I really believe, and you laid it out perfectly, get the Chan Gailey out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
If this got that Chan Gailey thought out of your system, today was a successful practice.
Right. You know what? That might be the key to everything. Let's work out all the demons. Let's exercise the demons of Chan Gailey, whatever he was telling you, whatever he was coaching you. Let's exercise those demons so we can move along and pretend that didn't happen.
Yep.
And if we can do that, it's a successful minicamp. Now, throws five interceptions tomorrow. My guess is on Thursday he's got a stomach ailment. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You can't give him a stomach ache, can you?
No, they just don't want to have him out there.
He ain't feeling well.
He's all right. He's all right.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Solo El Shadow knows.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Had a breaking story, you know, right before we went on the air with the Teofimo Lopez fight being postponed. Teofimo Lopez was going to fight Kambosos Jr. at Lone Depot Park on Saturday night. That's been postponed till August because Lopez had the COVID test. But it got me thinking about the fights, and I know on your I Am Athlete podcast, I saw the promo, and I haven't watched the podcast yet. So what does Chad Johnson have to say about booty in the air? I saw you teasing him about it, and he was saying the booty wasn't in the air, and you were like, Chad, the booty was in the air.
I saw the booty, Chad. He was just saying he got caught. He got caught, and all his mother passed. Because remember a couple months ago he had an episode, and he was very emotional. So his mother passed. So he says that as soon as he hit the ground, because I kind of asked him, what goes through your mind in front of that many people when you just get hit in the face and knocked down? He said, I heard my mother's voice
say, get your bitch ass up. You better not get up, stay on that ground. He was like, he heard his mom ringside saying, get your ass up.
It's the latest episode of I Am Athlete. You can subscribe to it on YouTube. It's Crowder's video podcast with Brandon Marshall and Chad Johnson and Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor's wearing like an Arby's hat this week. Not exactly certain what hat he's wearing, but he's got a hat rocking.
That's my dude now. Fred has some very interesting fashion.
Speaking of running backs, Jay Ajayi celebrating a birthday today, 28 years old.
Is he a beloved Dolphin?
Today. Is he a beloved Dolphin? Solana, is he a beloved Dolphin? I mean, he had two amazing games, right? He had two 200-plus yard rushing games.
Three
in one season? Three in one season. So,
but then they benched him early. He had a great season. They got rid of
him. We liked his accent.
Isn't it another thing? What was that, Gase? Was that Gase?
Yep.
Yeah, that was Gase.
Yeah, well, Gase will ruin you. Yep. Like, Gase will ruin a player. Yes, well, yes.
Remember that season he started Arian Foster week one, and they left Jay Ajayi week one in Miami.
That's
like, he didn't even go.
That's right. They didn't even travel with
them. Seattle.
Yeah.
Right. And then Jay Ajayi ends up, Arian Foster retires like week four, and Jay Ajayi ends up having that monster season. I don't think anything throughout the Adam Gase era can be described as beloved. I think people liked Jay Ajayi and they liked his accent and they liked that he drank pickle juice or whatever, but beloved, no.
Yeah, not beloved.
You want to talk about a weirdo, Arian Foster and Larry Johnson.
Weirdos?
Oh, my goodness. That Kyrie stuff, the conspiracy
theory. Oh, really?
Yeah, boy. Arian's,
you know,
different.
I think I remember that with Arian Foster, like a super deep thinker.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
Bunch of flat earthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, just but the weird stuff where, yeah, everybody's an alien. They're taking us away. Like, I believe in aliens, but they go too far.
On this day in 1979, Rocky II was released to theaters. Phenomenal movie,
yes.
Rocky II. On this day in 1988, Bull Durham was released to theaters. Some people argued when I was on my Field of Dreams kick that Bull Durham is actually the best baseball movie ever made.
Well, we're doing baseball movies. Field of Dreams not in there.
I will bring the Field of Dreams argument back tomorrow if you guys are interested. We're getting into the slower days. That's right. That was one of the code words today. Baseball.
Baseball.
We're getting into the slower days of summer. I'll bring Todd Hollinsworth on, and I'll go right back to the Field of Dreams.
Goodness gracious. Ain't good. Wait till July.
On this day in 2005, Batman Begins was released to theaters.
Who was that Batman? Keaton?
Batman Begins?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale? That's
the little ridiculous voice.
That's deep voice.
He tried too hard with the voice.
That's the story.
He's the best Batman.
How the half-man, half-bat began. A lot of people interested in that. In 2012, that's my... Oh, I'll bring that one back, too, if you want. Listen.
I'll go now.
I'm a piano bar during the summer.
I've seen his mom and dad. I looked at his mom and dad.
Half man, half bat.
His mom and dad are humans.
2012, That's My Boy was released to theaters. Who's that, Solana?
Sandler.
Is that Sandler and Sandberg?
Yeah, Sandler and Sandberg.
All right.
C minus.
You're being generous.
What's the Jets old coach, the fat guy, what's his name?
Rex Ryan?
He's in that movie. Rex Ryan is in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I never made it through that movie the entire way. I mean, it was painful.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
Painful. Coming up tonight on the radio stations, you're going to have Ticket Rewind with Dan Day on 790 The Ticket. And you are going to have Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. on 560 QAM. Joe Zagacki will be filling in for me on Thursday and Friday on this very program. You still planning on being in studio next week, Solana?
I am. I'm planning on being studio ASAP. I have a doctor's, my follow-up on Thursday. So if Thursday says I can bend my knee so I can sit in a chair, I'm in studio.
All right. Jimmy, I'm sorry for you to hear it this way. Let him down easy, Solana. Jeez, man. All right. I talk every show about Life Imaging FLA because it's important to let everyone who's listening know about them and the concept behind Life Imaging FLA, which is preventative medicine. And so I speak about it because I've gone there and I've done it. I've been scanned there. You go there and you get scanned. Life Imaging FLA can save lives with their FDA-approved, state-of-the-art, low-dose radiation CT scanners. They can detect heart disease and cancer before a patient shows any symptoms, using only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. So you can take advantage of their free heart scan with a few minimum requirements. We all have family members with heart disease, and so you might want to know if you're at risk. I wanted to know if I was at risk, which is why I went there. Now, when I was there, I also took advantage of the full body scan because of my family's history of cancer. So, you know, if you listen to me talk about this and you say, you know what, I'd like to know, well, then it's time for you to call Life Imaging FLA and set an appointment. When you call them, they'll explain everything to you. And by the way, you could check out their reviews on Google. I'm one of those guys that I like to check Google before I go to a business or go to an establishment. And you'll see people who are very grateful that they went there because of what they found out. So just Google search Life Imaging FLA and read through the reviews, and that might help you make a decision to call them. If you're ready, call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan with a few minimum requirements from your cell phone. Very easy. #250, say the keyword free heart scan. It's just #250, and then it'll prompt you for the keyword. You say free heart scan, and you'll be connected in seconds. It's that easy. They'll answer any questions that you have. Just call #250 and say the keyword free heart scan. We talked with Mike Cugno today from Dolphins mini camp, and we talked with Brian Geltzeiler there about the NBA playoffs and our gambling troubles. And all that stuff is available on our podcast there on Odyssey. Make sure you've downloaded the Odyssey app and make sure you have subscribed to the Hockman and Crowder podcast. We would appreciate it. All right, that is going to do it for us. If you're out there driving, drive safely. A lot of water on the roads. And everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night, Tuesday night. And we will speak with you mañana.
They sent us a little itty-bitty Statue of Liberty.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need... need
that's all, folks.
You need to need... need.
Oh, no!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.